Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. And today it's my privilege to be speaking with James F. Wright. He is a musician who's putting on a free outdoor concert in the Star Valley community this upcoming weekend. And James joining us over the phone this morning. Good morning, James. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Nice to meet you.
Hey, thanks so much for your time. We're looking forward to this event. It should be a great show, and especially with so many other events that have been canceled. But let's just get to know you a little, James. Tell us what kind of music style you play, and how long have you been playing music?
Well, pretty much my whole life. My mother was a singing teacher, and so we grew up singing around the piano. And I did my first professional gigs, actually, in my early 20s in San Francisco. In fact, I was thinking back last night at one of my very first gigs at a hotel in San Francisco. Andre the Giant walked in and sat and listened to me for half an hour.
Wow.
And that was pretty amazing. I went over and talked to him. And you know, there I am, a 23-year-old young man, and there's this giant of a man walks in, and I've met many interesting people along the way at different gigs, and that was probably one of the more interesting ones. So my style is really acoustic guitar, singer-songwriter style. I grew up listening to Seals and Crofts and Loggins and Messina and Bread and Lobo and all those great 70s easy listening groups, the Eagles and America, and that's really the sound that I've carried with me throughout my life. Our new project, Acoustic Cafe, the first set is reflecting that, working with guitarist Michael Dowdle out of Provo, Utah. And we're getting some great sounds, and you'll hear some of that on Saturday evening.
Very awesome. So you mentioned some other musicians that you collaborate with. So will this concert be you, or will you have a band with you that night?
No, actually, it was probably a little late notice to pull the band together. So it's just going to be me and my sister, who lives in Gooding, Idaho, is going to join me on stage and sing some harmonies with me, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Carolyn and I have been singing together pretty much as long as I've been singing. And it'll pretty much be an acoustic show. I'm hoping next summer, I've talked to Lynn about this, to bring the whole band and put on a whole show with the band. This time, we'll sing a couple of tracks from the new CD, but it'll pretty much be an acoustic singer-songwriter type of show, just right for sitting on the grass on a blanket and enjoying some soft music and hopefully the sun shines.
James F. Wright joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, a acoustic musician who will be performing this free concert Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Kodiak Mountain Resort. James, why Star Valley? How did this all come together? And is this the first time performing in Star Valley?
It is. Actually, Lynn Call, owner of Kodiak Mountain, reached out to me a couple months ago. He'd heard a song that my sister wrote and I sang over the radio on Sounds of Sunday program, and it stopped him dead in his tracks. It was so appealing to him, and listened to it and searched me on the internet and found me and started listening to Apple Music, Spotify stuff online, and finally reached out to me and told me who he was and how the music had touched him, and we began a dialogue from there. And that's really kind of how this was born, just one step at a time.
James, it can be very difficult to make a career out of music. Has this been the case for you? Have you been able to make this a career? Is this what you've done full-time for a while, or has this kind of been something where you've just done it on the side as you've gone throughout?
Well, you know, all I've really wanted to do is sing. And I actually didn't get married until I was in my 40s because I was busy touring as a musician and being a full-time musician and starving most of the time. And, you know, I realized I needed to have a career. And for those few lucky people who are fortunate enough to get signed to a record deal, or, and you know, have some hit songs And in today's world, YouTube artists who have 10 million views or 100 million views, you know, they're called YouTube millionaires. There is a way to make a living as a full-time musician, but, you know, for us common folk, I think we just have to work a day gig and we do the music for the love of our heart. And if something appeals to someone and you sell a few CDs, well, that's an extra bonus. In my case, I'm actually in my 60s now. I realize that along the journey, I've made some really nice music and it does appeal to people. I do have a family now, and I might not have that family if I'd stayed as a touring musician. So I sort of had to settle down, cool my jets a little bit and work a day gig. I'm actually a video producer by day, and then I work the music around the edges.
James F. Wright again joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Free concert this Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Kodiak Mountain Resort. James, we appreciate you so much for joining us. Let's just give one more final plug for your concert and your show. Why should people come out to this concert this upcoming Saturday?
Well, I've been blessed with a unique voice and a nice sound. And there'll be some great music happening Saturday night, and it'll be a nice environment and friendly people and just a great way to get out and relax on a Saturday evening, enjoy some acoustic music and amongst friends, of course, sitting 6 feet apart.
Yep.
And I think it'd just be a fun evening. It's my first visit to Star Valley. I've always liked Star Valley. I've known people from Star Valley. I've admired it from afar, and so this is my first visit, and who knows, I may just decide to move there.
Well, you're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. James F. Wright, again, this free concert, 7 o'clock this Saturday evening at Kodiak Mountain Resort. As of right now, the weather Saturday is looking pretty good, so we'll hope that holds true and continues. James, thanks so much, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you, Duke. We'll see you this weekend.